My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
I got a lot to get to in the second hour. That's James Hamm. King's Eater.
Yeah.
King's Insider. Subscribe to the King's Beat at thekingsbeat.com. And James, say something while I finish this delicious senorita bread that a couple of our listeners dropped off from the Bad Baker.
Hey, I was impressed. Like, I told you when we were talking to Scott Gulbranson during the season, towards the end of the season, we're like, hey, would you be okay if Antonio Pierce is back, right, as the head coach? And I think Scott was of the opinion, like, not really. Like, they needed to go out and get somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. They at least needed to have an extensive search, which they did not. I said, but you know what? If they're going to go out and bring in super, super high-level assistants, then I'm down. This makes sense to me, right? Because if you surround a guy, if he's the right figurehead, if he has the voice, if he has the, if he's captured the imagination of the room, and you can put the right pieces around him to help him find success, I think you can do something there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Kyle, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Like
they brought back Patrick Graham.
Yep.
There's rumors of Marvin Lewis is joining the coaching staff as an assistant head coach or something.
Right, that'd be great.
And then on top of that, he's rumored to bring in Hugh Jackson. And then we see yesterday, but as like a position coach, not sure, as like a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
But then Cliff Kingsbury. My bad. It looks like he's joining the staff as the offensive coordinator. I don't know.
Fascinated by the Kingsbury hire?
Yeah.
Because I would love to see what he looks like just as an OC and not as a head coach.
Yep.
His offense in Arizona wasn't great. It was a lot of like Kyler go do stuff. And maybe having a more dropback oriented passing game will change what Kingsbury does as a play caller and as a play designer. Maybe not being a head coach will help. I love the idea. The one thing I will say in these kind of instances is I'm with you. I wanted the Raiders to hire Antonio Pierce. I thought that was the move that you, unless Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh wanted to come coach your team,
mm-hmm,
you go with the guy who got the vibes going the right direction. I think they made a mistake letting Rich Bisaccia walk, frankly, and they now have a, I think, more proven option like Pierce. Okay. So you surround him with people who have been there, people who have been head coaches, surrounding him with a good support system, but you're also surrounding him with people who might be trying to get back into the head coaching game.
Mm.
And that is where you hear about this in the NFL. This coach brings in this guy to run his defense, and then there's backstabbing and sabotaging. And okay, so he brings in Cliff Kingsbury to run the offense.
Yep.
Offense isn't particularly good for 4 weeks, and it's like, hey, what are you trying to do here? Does that set in? And maybe they're fine. Maybe there's a full understanding. Everybody's cool, and it all works out. I love that. But okay, that's the thing I would super caution against if you're Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, it's difficult, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to go in with, you know, just your guy or like an inexperienced guy, but, mm-hmm. but you want to give him a shot because you're worried about that exact thing.
Yeah.
But like, he needs to be honest and admit what he doesn't know and what he does know.
Totally.
Right? And mm-hmm. so if you can be that guy and you can control the room,
mm-hmm.
then I think you can get this thing going the right way.
Yeah, and I think if you're making it very clear up front when you're interviewing Cliff Kingsbury, like, dude, this is Antonio Pierce's job. This is, or if you're Antonio, you're saying, this is my job.
Yep.
You can help us win. Here's how you can help us win. And if you're Cliff Kingsbury, frankly, yeah, you're gunning for your next head coaching job, but not necessarily with the Raiders.
Yeah, go get it the right way.
Right, the way you're doing that, and the way if you're Marvin Lewis or Hugh Jackson, if you're trying to become a head coach again, you help Antonio Pierce have success.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear too. You just kind of lay it out the right way, and like, look, we want you to find success here, and we would love it if you get back to being a head coach somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and that's totally fine. But if we feel like you're doing things to, we're gonna make it known. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make it known, and then you're gonna be like persona non grata around the league.
Yeah,
like if this is what the idea is to sneak in the door and wreak havoc, then you gots to go.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And, you know, like, we've seen that in Sacramento quite a few times with, you know, It's not the number one guy that you hire. It's the number two guy that, you know, people who don't have pure motives.
Yeah.
You know, the motive should be to win.
Yep.
Just win, baby.
That, dude, it's never been more just win, baby, than right now for the Raiders.
Here's an interesting question for you, Kyle. We're not going to fully discuss this all the time, but if you were the Raiders and you're bringing in Cliff Kingsbury to...
I think you're thinking of Kurt Goldsberry.
Yeah, maybe. Like, if you're bringing him in, would you consider calling the Bears and saying, hey, Justin Fields, are you guys done with him? Are you, Like, what would it take?
Yeah, yeah. I think if you're the Raiders, you have to call about Justin Fields regardless.
Okay. Because, I mean, that's sort of the style of quarterback, you know, a smaller quarterback who has, like, plenty of ability to run and throw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just, you know, something I throw out there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it depends. I mean, really, it depends on Kingsbury's evaluation of Fields, I think.
Yeah.
That's if he's like, no chance, then you don't. But if Kingsbury's like, you need to get me a guy who can run, then yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
The only issue is you run into is he's going into year four. He's going into the final year of his rookie deal. You have a fifth-year option with him. So, I mean, you'd have limited time before you'd have to shell out money to keep him, but...
Okay. But at least you would
have an
idea.
I don't hate the idea.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
As far as the 49ers, they are playing in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs next Sunday. They released a practice report for Thursday. I thought it was kind of interesting. Kyle Shanahan said during the bye week for the Super Bowl, because Super Bowl week is so packed with stuff that you can't get like normal work in, that they're going to have their game plan fully installed by the time they get to Vegas.
Okay.
And you do some work in Vegas, but because you've got family stuff and you got media obligations, you got all this, you're just losing hours that you normally have in a day.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. Eric Armstead, George Kittle out of practice yesterday. That's notable for sure, but my eye is on next week for them.
Yeah, you still have a week to see if these guys are ready. I don't think you're going to have any problems.
No sense pushing Armstead, who's got foot and knee injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, George Kittle with a toe. There's just no sense. But like I said, if you get to Wednesday next week and those guys aren't back in practice, now it's worry time. So nothing there yet. And then Jed York yesterday spoke with media and told this story that Kyle Shanahan knew during like the first week of the preseason that Brock Purdy was probably the best quarterback on their roster his rookie year.
Yeah.
I'm like, then why didn't you just start him?
Okay.
I know you can't, but it sounds kind of funny.
I have a strange parallel story. My second year covering Sacramento Kings, Paul Westfall pulled me aside and said, hey, like after 2 days of training camp, he's like, hey, this Isaiah Thomas kid is a flat out baller.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah.
60th like, pick in the draft.
I'm going to have a very difficult time keeping him off the court. Like, wow. So I said he's making the team. He's like, oh, he's going to do a lot more than make the team.
Dang.
So these things happen.
Yeah. But you can't go start Isaiah Thomas when it's because
You drafted Jimmer, number 10,
Jimmer,
and you had Tyreek Evans, number 4,
yeah,
the year before that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I push back on the idea that the 49ers got lucky to draft Brock Purdy. Because you put his name on the card and you took that card up and you read it and drafted him. You went through that process and you did it. However, they got very lucky that he got in to games at all, and B, that he got in when he did. That was lucky.
Yeah.
And it turned out, you know what? I've criticized the heck out of Kyle Shanahan for his inability to evaluate quarterbacks. I think he's bad at it. But
Got one right.
Got this one right.
He did.
At least so far. So far. We'll have a ton of Super Bowl stuff coming up for you next week. The bye week in between is just kind of a weird spot content-wise because you don't want to dive into previews because that's next week. So it's kind of what are you doing? But we had some injury updates for you, and then the Raiders were nice enough to put together a coaching staff. So that's your NFL fix for the day. Kings-Pacers tonight. How do the Kings get a victory in Indiana? We'll tell you that next on The Insiders.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.